This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Whether you know it or not, and maybe you do but don't know why, there have been some protests here over the last week or so to follow some that happened a while back in St. Louis for perhaps some similar reasons in each case. But thought we'd take some time tonight to talk about them with a reporter that you may be familiar with down at the scene. Alex Degman at one point covered the state capitol for the Illinois Radio Network in Springfield, and he is now a reporter at KMOX in St. Louis. Thank you for your time, sir.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you, Will.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Alex. So, first of all, maybe kind of explain to me what's been going on the past week and why, really, because I'm not so sure, and we were talking about this off the air, that people may know why what's been happening has been happening.
Well, this all started about a week ago with the not guilty verdict of Jason Stockley. Jason Stockley is a former St. Louis police officer who is white, who was charged with first-degree murder in the death of Anthony Lamar Smith. This incident happened back in December of 2011. It all started when police witnessed what they thought was a drug transaction happening, and they tried to approach Anthony Lamar Smith and the people that were involved, but Smith got into his car and hit a police cruiser and then drove away, and a pursuit ensued. And shortly thereafter, after the pursuit ended, it got up to speeds of about 87 miles an hour at one time. And after the pursuit ended, shortly thereafter, Jason Stockley approached the car and shot and killed Anthony Lamar Smith. And the contention since then has been that Jason Stockley acted in self-defense. He was afraid for his life because he and his partner both thought that Smith was in possession of a weapon. Now, the prosecution had a completely different view of things. The prosecution brought forward evidence that had an audio recording of Officer Stockley saying that with expletives laden. I'm not going to get into what that said, but he basically said that he's going to kill Anthony Lamar Smith, and then a short time thereafter, he did. And that's what the prosecution said is premeditated, and that's why they wanted to charge him with first-degree murder. And they also contended that the gun that was found in Anthony Lamar Smith's car did not have Smith's DNA on it, but it did have Stockley's DNA on it, so the contention was that Stockley planted the weapon. However, the defense was able to pick that apart a little bit by saying an expert witness actually brought forward by the state said that even if there isn't DNA on the weapon, that doesn't necessarily mean that it wasn't touched mm-hmm. by Smith. And also, the audio recording where Smith said, "I'm going to kill this person," they didn't throw it out. They considered it, but they didn't think that that rose to the level of beyond reasonable doubt because part of it was garbled, and they don't know what the whole conversation was. So the judge eventually found Jason Stockley not guilty on first-degree murder charges, and he wasn't convicted of a lesser charge either. So he basically got off completely scot-free, and this set off just. It's been going on in St. Louis for a while, but it did set off something that has been boiling for a while. A lot of people here think that the justice system does not work for them, and the justice system is biased in a lot of ways, and they've been taking to the streets a lot of times peacefully and sometimes not to try to get that point across. They're trying to essentially disrupt daily life in the St. Louis area to get people to pay attention to the fact that these things have been going on for decades, generations, and they want to see a change.
So it's more about the justice system and less about, it seems like I've heard, you know, reports over the last week or so that maybe the St. Louis Police Department is not all that good, for lack of a better term. Is it more about that justice end of it?
This particular Jason Stockley case was the impetus for this latest round of protesting, but like I said, this has been something that's been kind of simmering underneath the veneer of St. Louis for a little while, and that is, yes, that the justice system here does not work for everybody, that the justice system is not fair to everybody, and they're looking to create systemic change, essentially, and really the only way that they know how to do that at this point is just to make themselves visible and to make themselves heard, and hopefully to get people to listen to them.
How serious have these protests been compared to some of the others that you've seen down there in recent months?
Well, the protests that have been happening this week have largely been peaceful. There were a few instances, specifically on Friday night, Saturday night and Sunday night, where you might have seen a lot of windows were broken, especially on Saturday night. Well, windows in the Del Mar Loop area of St. Louis and University City were broken out. On Sunday night, there were a few windows broken out downtown, and on Friday, when the protests were in the affluent Central West End area of St. Louis, they did get a little violent. But from what I understand from protest organizers, those were not part of the actual movement themselves, because on Saturday, there was a specific, and in fact, on Sunday also for that matter, on Saturday and Sunday, the protest organizers declared an end to the action, and the peaceful protesters started to go home, and that's when we saw this other element come out. So a lot of the people that I've talked to, either on the street or local elected leaders, they're not okay with that element of it because it really doesn't do anything, in their view, to advance their cause. Now, some people obviously disagree with them, and they say that that is the only way to get their voices heard. And you commonly hear the refrain of, what, is broken glass more important to you than a life? Well, you know, a lot of local elected leaders don't really see it that way, and they're looking more toward peaceful action leading to conversation, leading to eventual systemic change.
Before we run out of time, Alex, let me ask you, you and I were talking a little bit off the air, and I think we maybe kind of feel the same way about this, that I don't think the national media in a lot of these protests, you know, over the last even couple of years have been particularly helpful in trying to explain the story of why a lot of these, especially in your area, are happening. And I think you saw some of that up close, didn't you?
Yeah, and it took a little while for me to see it up close. And I've always been one who has given, whether it's the local media or the national media, I've always been one to give them the benefit of the doubt in pretty much any situation. But, you know, when I saw places like CNN and MSNBC coming in on Friday night into Saturday, they were here for a good portion of the weekend. They were here up until Monday as well. And I would see live shots and stand-ups, as they're called, in front of windows that were broken 3 days ago, when the story is not there anymore. The story is elsewhere in the neighborhoods. The story is how these communities are rebuilding, and the story is how are these two sets of people who want completely different things. I'm talking about the people who side with the police unconditionally, and I'm talking about the people who do not side with the police unconditionally. The story is, how are they going to work together to try to move past this? And even in some of the local media here, some columnists who are normally on the conservative side, even they're starting to realize, you know, we need to talk about this, and it's not going to be easy, but this is what we need to do. And that's what the local media in St. Louis is doing. Like, they're trying to cover the protests as they happen and trying to cover the protests as they actually happen.
Yeah.
And then they're trying to figure out what's next. And the national media, they don't have the time for that, and that's understandable, but, you know, they're not doing St. Louis any favors at this point.
No, certainly not. I guess I'm curious, before we completely run out of time, Alex, have there any been demonstrations in support of police, or has it been mostly anti-police and anti-justice people?
It has been mainly the protesters that are looking for a change to the system. It's been mainly the peaceful protesters in that regard, but there have been a couple of pro-police demonstrations. You may have heard a local pizzeria owner was caught on Twitter saying some not-so-nice things about police. Then the St. Louis County Police Union, you know, made its feelings known about that, so there was supposed to be a demonstration tonight outside one of his restaurants out in the county to, you know, support police and discourage people from going there. But then there's also going to be a counter protest where people who do support him are going to eat there. So there's been a little bit on both sides, to be sure.
And do we expect many more other than tonight, protests or rallies or anything like that?
The organizers of all these protests say that, or they're very quick to mention that this is a movement and it's not a moment. And there's going to be a lot of series of moments that make up this movement. So we can expect action. I couldn't say for certain how much action we're going to see, but I do think that this is going to continue for some time.
All right. Alex Degman, a reporter with KMOX in St. Louis, a former Illinois government reporter, among other things. Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate your perspective.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Alex Degman on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. We'll check sports next on WGIL.